Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus, providing some context to our dealings with the Europeans on U.S. beef in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale date. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
This past Friday, President Donald Trump, presiding over a news conference, announcing the deal between the European Union and the United States on U.S. beef exports into the EU. We have had a quota that was set up for us about a decade ago, but that quota has been eroded over the years as other countries have come in, matched our specs, and taken quota from the deal that was originally set up by the United States. Kent Backus for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association offers an explanation of what the deal was back then and why something had to be done and has been done through this deal announced by the president on Friday.
When it comes to the Europeans, they're always the hardest to deal with. You know, we have a WTO case against them, a ruling against them, and yet they continue not to live by it. And that's, I'm obviously referring to hormones. That's not something we're going to capitulate on. We're not going to give up that ruling or our rights under the WTO. The problem was is the deal that was negotiated almost 10 years ago that rolled out was designed for us, was going to give the United States up to 45,000 metric tons. It wasn't country-specific when they issued it, but the definitions were written so that only the United States and to another extent Canada would qualify for this. It had to be, you know, high quality grain finished beef from non-hormone treated cattle. Well, that duty-free access to 45,000 metric tons attracted a lot of other people who had nothing to do with the WTO hormone case, were never a part of it, and the Europeans have started approving all of them to ship into it. So in exchange for us temporarily lifting our retaliatory tariffs on Europe, they started, you know, we're supposed to have this access. Our producers were trying to gear up for this market, and they let everybody else in. Well, I mean, obviously that wasn't what was negotiated. They weren't living by the spirit of the agreement or even the terms of it. And so, you know, we've been working with the USTR, first under the Obama administration, now under the Trump administration, to correct that.
So the deal announced Friday by the EU and the U.S. takes that existing quota from a decade ago and puts a fence around a substantial portion of it for the U.S. The deal still has to be approved by the EU Parliament, and down the road, according to Kent Backus, we've still got ahead of us negotiations between the U.S. and the EU not wanting to include agriculture in those talks.
In every trade agreement the Europeans have negotiated, the South American countries in Mercosur, with Mexico, with Canada, with Japan, agriculture is a part of every single one of those. The one country that they've said they will not negotiate agriculture with is the United States. Because they know that our production practices are much more efficient and safe. And while they don't have the science on their side, we do. And that will be a major battle. China's been tough. Europeans are going to be extremely tough. So we have our work cut out for us. But we have a good story to tell, and we need to tell it. We need to tell our consumers, and we need to tell the global consumers. So that's why it's important that people continue to, you know, to improve their production practices, but tell that story, engage directly, because consumers need to realize that food doesn't just come from the grocery store. It comes from our farms and ranches, and we're doing everything we can to provide a safe, high-quality product for them.
Kent Backus, a little historical perspective on the dealings with the European Union when it comes to U.S. beef. We've been basically in a dispute with the Europeans since the late 1980s when we first took them to the GATT court and had a ruling against them. Later in the WTO court, we had another ruling against the Europeans. Still, they refused to accept our hormone implanted beef. were only able to send under this new deal, as before, never ever beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.